Leeds's PM. I'm Eddie Mayer. One of the most common complaints from travellers heard in recent weeks, days and hours has been about a lack of information. Why, in an age when technology can deliver information more quickly than ever, is that still the case? Paul Richer is from a travel technology consultancy called Genesis, which gives technological advice to travel companies.
I think airlines are actually doing quite a good job of putting out information on their websites. Heathrow Airport, I think, is doing quite a good job now putting information out on Twitter. What systems aren't in place, the ones that I might call narrowcast, communication systems that can actually send people text messages to their mobile phones. And that might be because it really depends who the customer is. And if you look at an airline, for example, for EasyJet, Ryanair, that tend to sell direct, it's very easy. They can talk to their customers. They might have their customers' mobile numbers. If you look at airlines like Air France or British Airways, Lufthansa, they might have customers who are travelling with them who are not actually their customers. They belong to the travel agents or tour operators, and so they don't actually have the contact details of those people.
Are you simply more likely to lose out, be confused, not know what's going on if you're not on Twitter, you don't have a smartphone, you're not connected to the internet?
Undoubtedly. As you said, we have the technology, but not everyone has a technology. If you are a connected person, if you are walking around with a smartphone, you're going to be able to much more easily check what's going on anytime, anywhere.
What could the airlines and airports and what could we be doing so that when something like this happens, the information meshes up more effectively?
I do worry that at the start of a crisis, one of the big communication issues is actually no one knows what to say. On long-haul flights, there might be a three-hour check-in. It might take passengers an hour to get to the airport. And maybe 4 hours ahead of the flight, no one knows where that snow shower is going to dump on Heathrow or actually going to pass 5 miles east or west of it. So I think a lot of the communication problems that have taken place in the early days of this crisis are because no one knew what to say.
Paul Richer from the travel technology consultancy Genesis.